From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Calling the murder of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov a disgrace to Russia, President Vladimir Putin called on the country's law enforcement agencies Wednesday to focus on high-profile crimes, including those that are politically motivated. The director of Russia's main security agency said Wednesday that suspects have been identified in the case, according to Russia's Interfax news agency. Nemtsov, an outspoken critic of the Russian president, was murdered last week just steps from the Kremlin. A top U.S. official says Washington is considering imposing new sanctions against Russia if a Ukraine ceasefire deal continues to be violated. Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs Victoria Nuland told the House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee Wednesday the new sanctions would be imposed should Russia continue fueling the fire in the east of Ukraine or in other parts of the country, fail to implement the accord signed in the Belarusian capital between Russia-backed separatists and Ukraine's government, or grab more land. The president of Chad says his forces know the location of Abubakar Shekou, the leader of the Nigerian insurgent group Boko Haram, and is calling on him to surrender or be killed. President Idriss Deby spoke Wednesday in the Chadian capital N'Djamena during a joint news conference with the visiting president of Niger. Both leaders vowed that Boko Haram will be defeated, according to a summary of remarks released by the Chadian president's office. Chad, Niger, and Cameroon deployed troops in January to help Nigeria battle Boko Haram. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif wrapped up 3 days of nuclear talks in Switzerland on Wednesday, with officials from both sides saying progress was made. A senior U.S. State Department official said intense discussions yielded some progress, but there remain challenges to reach a framework deal with a proposed deadline at the end of the month. World powers seek a deal to limit Iran's uranium enrichment levels and keep Tehran from developing nuclear weapons. Kerry is scheduled to leave Switzerland for Saudi Arabia, where he will meet with the Gulf Cooperation Council. The defense lawyer for suspected Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev told the jury at his trial Wednesday that he helped carry out the deadly 2013 attack, but contended that Tsarnaev's older brother was the mastermind behind the plot. It was him, attorney Judy Clark said of her client, who is facing the death penalty if convicted in the twin explosions at the finish line of the annual race in 2013 that killed three people and injured another 264. Clark, one of the U.S.'s foremost death penalty legal specialists, told jurors on the first day of the trial the defense will not sidestep Johar Tsarnaev's guilt, but she claimed that he was deeply influenced by his older brother, Tamerlan, to carry out the attack. China's defense spending will increase by 10% this year, the latest double-digit increase for the world's largest standing military. The figure announced Wednesday by National People's Congress spokeswoman Fu Ying means China's officially declared military budget would amount to about $145 billion in 2015. The official figure will be released in a report Thursday. The U.S. Justice Department concluded Wednesday that the police department in the Midwestern city of Ferguson, Missouri, routinely violated the constitutional rights of its black citizens by using excessive force against them and often making arrests without probable cause. The report is a result of a six-month investigation launched after last year's shooting death of unarmed black teenager Michael Brown by a white police officer during a street confrontation. And a standoff is continuing for a third day between Myanmar police and student protesters who are trying to march to Yangon to demand changes to an education reform bill. Student leader Thiha Win Tin told VOA on Wednesday the law will centralize control of universities in Myanmar, also known as Burma. They also want more government spending and education, as well as the freedom to organize teachers and students. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.